Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So what is Formula E? Because it feels like an opportunity for manufacturers to showcase their technology, develop that technology, move around the world, be part of this revolution. Would that be fair? And is racing almost, I mean, not a sideshow, but it's a bonus, perhaps, rather than the core of the business?
So I would put it probably the other way, but racing, it's only one part of what Formula E is. And probably in Formula One, racing is a lot more of what Formula One is. Mm. But racing is not all what Formula One is. Formula One is other things. Formula One is the glamour and the show business and the, you know, kind of dream and many other things, and the racing. But the racing maybe is 80% of Formula One.
Racing's at the core.
Racing is at the core of Formula E also.
Okay.
But racing is maybe 80 or 90% of Formula One. Mm-hmm. Racing is maybe 60% of Formula E. Mm-hmm. It's still a lot. If there was no race, there would be no Formula E. Mm. But the marketing value of Formula E proportionally is bigger. So marketing value is probably 40% of Formula E. The marketing value of Formula One, it's very big, but smaller compared to the importance of the race. So many of the manufacturers now need the marketing value. And I get a lot of them coming and saying, keep focusing on the marketing aspect of Formula E. Keep making this platform a marketing platform where we can showcase our technology. And because the challenge these manufacturers now have is to sell electric cars. Still, electric cars are not massively adopted by the general public. So they need marketing. Mm. They need to convince the people to buy those cars. And that's a role that Formula E can play. And that's why they're all here. That's why all the manufacturers are here. They are not here because they want to win the fastest race in the world. Sadly, many manufacturers don't care about the fastest race in the world. They care about selling their cars. And before, they could do that with Formula One. Now they can do that, or they can use the platform to do that with Formula E.
Because am I right in thinking that for the first time you're going to have Mercedes, Porsche, BMW and Audi all competing as manufacturers? That's never happened before, has it?
No.
I mean, that in itself is exciting and a huge achievement.
It is very exciting. And the four big Germans never raced against each other on one championship. The maximum was three of them. That's great, but I think that it's not to our credit. It's because the world is going on that direction. You know, it's not that we have created a championship that is completely irresistible. No, it's that we are the electric car championship there. Mm. And these brands are doing huge investment in the electric manufacturing capability they have in their factories. They're changing them. They're preparing themselves. They're announcing 25 different cars coming electric in the next 5 years. So that's a championship for them. So we have to keep it like that. And also, I think we learn a lot of lessons from the time when we were in Formula One about how to keep the cost under control. Mm. So there are two ways to get a huge return on your investment. You make a big investment and you get a massive return on spectators and on everything. Or you make a reasonable investment, not so big, and you still get a decent viewership and so on. And at the end, the return on investment is the same. So we have to keep the cost low. And we have a few different lessons that we learned from when we were in Formula One that we are putting into practice here, and they work.
So how do you think things are going to go? Because it feels as if we are making a play in Formula One to be more relevant and to be more environmentally friendly, you know, changing the engines. But that has been at the cost of noise, and it's upset the purists and the real racing fans. Is there an argument to say, keep it old school, keep it as just a purely entertainment format that is has got no relevance to everyday lives, and then use Formula E to be what takes us forward into the future?
Well, there is definitely a point for that. I think what should have happened is that Formula One should have owned Formula E from the beginning, like the MotoGP has done with MotoE. But they didn't.
And that was Bernie's choice, was it?
Yeah. I mean, not even his choice. I don't think he even considered it.
Right.
I don't even think he thought about it.
Do you think if it had happened now with the current owners, they would have said?
He said it the other day. He said, if I had to put my money somewhere now, I would put it in Formula E. So, yeah.
I mean, Bernie said that.
Bernie said that. Yeah.
But with the current owners, do you think it would have been a different story?
Oh, definitely.
As well?
Yeah. Oh, the current owners would have.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's a shame then, isn't it? Surely that can change.
Well, it's not a shame for me. But but
no, but what I mean is that, a collaborative approach may be better longer term, but maybe you'll be running the whole lot.
Well, I don't know about that, but definitely it would have been different probably if the current owners would have been there at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. The question of should Formula One stay on the, you know, V8s or V10s and really push for it, I think going to this more sustainable hybrid system hasn't made a difference. I think it would have been better to stay on the V8s or definitely stay on the V8s.
Well, on an environmental level, it's just symbolic.
It hasn't made a difference. It would have made a difference if Formula E didn't exist.
Right.
But as Formula E exists, we already take it all because we are greener. Because it doesn't matter if you're hybrid, if you have a full electric thing next to you. You can try to go, but then somewhere will always say, yeah, but you're not the full product because the full product is that one. Yeah. So then all the benefit you can get from saying, I'm greener, kind of disappears. So people really don't care.
It's sort of paying lip service in a way.
It doesn't really make a difference, but it does make a difference to all those people, me included, who loved the V8 noise and the V8 performance. So
you're not keeping anyone happy.
You're not, and also the V8 cost, because these engines now are incredibly expensive. Of course, some manufacturers will say, "Yeah, but we want to be this hybrid thing," or you know, this is not relevant or whatnot. But that's not true. They say that because they master the technology now and they want to keep the advantage. They don't say it because they really believe in this hybrid thing. If they were mastering or the best on the V8 technology, they would say we have to keep the V8 technology because teams always and very legitimately only act on their own interest. So it really doesn't make a difference.
Okay, so what's the answer? He pauses to take a drink,
yeah.
Buying him some time to think.
I would definitely go back to V8s if I was from Formula One. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be considered a step backwards?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to accept you made a mistake and just, you know, they said beat the bullet.
Yeah, bite the bullet.
Bite the bullet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess that would be very popular in some quarters. But do you feel, I mean, you're still a big F1 fan.
Big.
And it's still exciting and certainly... Last time out in Austria, we've seen
great
that
race.
It was, I mean, a fantastic race. So it's still the pinnacle of motorsport to an extent. I know that...
I think Formula One will always be the pinnacle of motorsport.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for me, the key is the history. History is incredibly important for motorsport. And many people who love motorsport, me included, we love motorsport because everything that it represents from 1950, even from Grand Prix racing before Formula One. But if you look at Formula One, whoever wins Formula One is the successor of Fangio, is the successor of Schumacher, is the successor of Senna, is the successor of Fittipaldi, of Prost, of Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Hamilton is probably the successor of himself for a little bit still. That's greatness. That you cannot have in any other motorsport. You can do whatever you want, you can create anything you want, but you will never have that chain. So Formula One will always be the pinnacle of motorsport. But I think Formula One will become electric. It's just the way it will be.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.